Ches Nissen, Tuesday the 4th of April, Rabbi David Hochhauser, Korech. Not Korach, Korech. No, Korech.
Okay, first of all, good morning. We're holding now Kemat by Erev Pesach. Most of you have probably finished your Pesach cleaning. But it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. If you look in the halachas when it comes to Hilchas Pesach, there is so much. It's endless. But recently I've been learning the sugyas of Arab Sochim, and I came across, just to concentrate on one of the nyanim that we do on Pesach, which is one of the mitzvahs that we do the first night of Pesach, which is the mitzvah of Korach. We all know, we say Zeicha leMikdash keHillel, and we have the matzah morah together. But to elaborate on Korach, I want to start off on the sugya Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph right from the beginning. In Arab Sochim. The Gemara starts off like this. It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is a shaila. Is mitzvahs mevatel each other or not mevatel each other? What does that mean? That means if a person has two separate mitzvahs, but he wants to do them simultaneously at the same time, which is referring to eating. Let's say back in the day, with Zman HaMikdash, we had korbanos, whatever it may be, two separate mitzvahs that one's obligated to eat, and he has it simultaneously at the same time. Does one mitzvah contradict the other? Does one mitzvah take away the taste from the other mitzvah? The Gemara is a shaila, and the Gemara says actually it's a machlokes. And the Gemara says, who's the man, the Omer, which holds that when you have one mitzvah, that when you have two mitzvahs at the same time, you eat two mitzvahs at the same time, it's not a problem to have them at the same time. Who holds that mitzvahs are not mevatel each other? Says the Gemara, do you know who that is? That's Hillel. Hillel bizman hamikdash. We know that Pesach by night, back in the day, bizman shabbos hamikdash haikayim, there was three mitzvahs. There was the Korban Pesach, there was the mitzvah of eating matzah, and the mitzvah of eating morah. All three were mitzvahs deraisa bizman shabbos hamikdash. And according to Hillel, we know he learned out from the pasuk of Amatzei Samroim Im Yechlu that the Torah obligates a person to have all three together. How can he have all three together? L'chaira, the taste of the Pesach should be knocked out with the taste of the matzah, and so to all of them. How can you have them all three together? Says the Gemara from Hillel, we see that mitzvahs are not mevatel each other. That's according to Hillel. Omer Rabbi Yechna, says Rabbi Yechna, b'cholkin alav chaverov. The Rabbanan argue with Hillel, and the Rabbanan hold that a mitzvah is mevatel each other. The Gemara's difficulty is exactly where to find this Rabbanan, because Hillel's got a pasuk. But Azoi held the Rabbanan hold that one mitzvah is mevatel each other. Therefore, says the Gemara says, this man should be samit shayikayim, according to the Rabbanan, they had the Pesach, Matzah, and Mori separately. It was separate. So again, according to Hillel, the Korban Pesach and the Matzah and Mori was all eaten together in one go. It's quite hard. I'm saying exactly how you get all three kazeizim in one go is a difficulty in its own right, but that's according to Hillel. Yes. And according to the Rabbanon, which held that mitzvahs weren't armor battling each other, so you've got to be very careful, bizman shebeisam yitzhaikayim, that the Pesach and the Matzah Mori, they are eaten at the same time, but not that they were eaten one after the next, but it can't be exactly at the same time in one's mouth. As they state in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara concludes. The Gemara is unbelievable when you see the sugya inside. It brings out the mitzvahs that we do Pesach by night. The Gemara finishes off by saying like this. Now, we have not established who the halach is. We don't know who the halach is. So what do we do? So the Gemara says like this. We eat matzah, which is moitzi matzah, and we make a bracha. And then we go ahead and make a bracha on the mor. So we've had matzah and mor separately. Then the Gemara concludes, goes further. Then we have matzah and mor together. This one is without a bracha, says the Gemara. Zeicha lemikdash keHillel. So Gemara says, beautiful. We don't know who the halach is like. So we've got to accommodate according to Hillel and according to Rabbanan. So we've got to do the mitzvah twice. Once according to Rabbanan, once according to Hillel. So we start off according to Rabbanan, we do matzah mori separately, because if you have them together, it's going to be a problem. And then afterwards, we do the way Hillel did it, which was the matzah mori together. Just to bring out one extra point, I know it's a bit complicated, but just to bring out one point, which the Gemara mentions already earlier, and just to elaborate, because it's going to be relevant for later on. The Gemara speaks out, very important, the Gemara speaks out that this we all know. Matzah today, bizman hazeh, is a deraisa. Because the Gemara says, I'm going to elaborate on this later, the Gemara says, although the mitzvahs were spoken out together with the Korban Pesach, and we don't have the Korban Pesach anymore, so therefore that will make that all the mitzvahs are only, should be only midrabanan. But matzah is doraisa, because matzah has its own special pasuk of Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs, which was written not next to the Korban Pesach. So matzah bizman hazeh is doraisa, but mor is drabanan, because mor is only mentioned together with the Korban Pesach. So therefore the Gemara says that even according to Hillel, that Bizman HaMikdash, he had all three together, but nowadays, were it to be that the halach is only like Hillel, you still can't have Matzah Mora together. Why? Because although he held that one mitzvah does not knock out the other, but if one's a Doraisa and one's a Drabbanan, then they will get knocked out. So even according to Hillel, you couldn't have them together, you've got to have them separately. So Tosa asks the question, so why does the Gemara say you have Matzah Morrow and Kerech, because we don't know who the halacha is. Even according to Hillel himself, you have to have them separately. Says Tosfos, just to bring it out, I know it's a bit complicated, that according to Hillel, if the halacha will be like Hillel, what we would do nowadays would be like this. We'll have matzah separately, because that's Doraisa. Then we'll do straight away Kerech, because the Morrow in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was together with the matzah. So we'll do matzah separately for the Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs, and then we'll do Kerech. Why do we do matzah, Morrow, and then Kerech? Because the Moro, according to the Rabbanan, can't be eaten together with Matzah. Because one mitzvah knocks out the other. So according to the Rabbanan, you've got to have Moro separately. So we do Matzah, that's according to everyone, separately, for that's the Dreisa. Moro separately to accommodate the Rabbanan. And then Kerech for Hillel. Beautiful. As I said, it brings back so much. Now that we learn the Sugya, it brings out what we do Pesach by night. Why are we eating so many Matzahs and Moros? It only said it once in the Torah. We know we only need to have one kazayis. No, because there's a machlokes between Hillel and the Rabbanan, and we don't know who the halach is like, so we've got to accommodate both shittas. Now, when I learned this Gemara this year, to me, I had a big question. If the Gemara that I just read out, the Gemara says like this, matzah, make a bracha. Have after that moro, make a bracha. Then it continues, have korech, eat korech, which is matzah moro together. The Gemara's doshne is beloy bracha, without a bracha, and the Gemara also says Zeicher leMikdash Kehillah, which from the Gemara is mashma that Kerech is not so important. It's eat it below bracha, without a bracha, and also the Gemara says Zeicher leMikdash Kehillah, it's only a Zeich. I don't understand. The Moro that we have separately, why do we have that? Because of the Rabbanan. And the Gemara is mavur that that's a very clear obligation that we have to do, make a bracha. Is there any mention on the Moro Zeicher leMikdash Kerabbanan? No. Why? Because we've got a chiv to eat Moro. So I don't understand. The Gemara said clearly we don't know who the halacha is like. So that means there's no reason why to hold like the Rabbanan more than Hillel. So why, when it comes to the Moro that we eat separately, which is only according to the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, no zecher, eat it properly with a bracha. But when it comes to the Korech, says the Gemara, no, take it, okay, don't take it easy, but it's not so strict, it's below bracha. It doesn't have the chumrah that you have to make so much a bracha on it. And also we say zeicher, it's only a zeicher. How can that be? The Gemara says clearly that we're not sure what the halach is like. I'm saying, without learning the sugya, one can already say Hillel's a das yachid, so it's only a zeicher. But the Gemara says clearly, we don't know who the halach is like. To me, it's a big kasha. And the Maisa, what puts a smile to my face is the Taz asked the kasha. I checked up the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shulchan Aruch, we all know. The Gemara says below bracha, but we all know the Machaber brings down, which Be'etzim the Makor is a Torah, that one should not be Masiach Das. This is one of the impossible things, especially when you've got a Mishpach around the table. The halach is that you shouldn't be Masiach Das. One should not talk from Moitzi Matzah till the end of Kerech. It's a difficult task, but that's the halacha, that one should not talk. But the halacha is, if one did talk, which it can happen, one did talk, the halacha is that you do not need to make a new bracha. Because it's only it's an inyan not to be Masiach Das from the first until then. Freight the Taz. Why? The Gemara says clearly that we should accommodate Hillel because we don't know who the halacha is. So Mameda, in as much as you should be making a bracha on the Moro separately according to the Rabbanan, equally you should be making a bracha on the Kerech as well. And therefore, why is the halacha so a bit lenient that if you're talking between Nishtar Zay Gefela and the Makor is from the Gemara, because the Gemara says below bracha, you don't really need to make a bracha. So he asks the Kasha, why? The Gemara is quite clear that maybe the halacha is like Hillel. I want to suggest, I don't know if there's enough time, there is a few suggestions. I want to go through a few of them. I want to say like this. If one looks in Tosfos, which is an interesting Tazach, Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says that according to Hillel, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash came. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, not nowadays, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash came, which we know, he had all three together. Tosa says that the halacha of having Korich is only Lechatchila. That means, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash came, it's only a Lechatchila that you have to have all three together. Which, b'dievad, according to Hillel, if you have them separately, you would also be Yetzer. As I state in Tosfos, Badaz Hillel, which is a very interesting thing, because if one translates the pasuk of Amatzis and Remi and Chulut to mean that you've got to have all three together, if the Torah obligates a person to do something, you've got to do it. And if you don't do it, you're not going to be Yetzer. How can it be that it's only a Lechatchila that you have to have all three together, but you can actually be Yetzer them separately? It's a bit of a question on Tosfos, which I think one can answer according to Tosfos. There's a Gemara later on. The Gemara says there are certain people that can't eat the Korban Pesach. One of them is an oral, someone who doesn't have bris mila. But the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, "V'chol oril lo yoichal boy," which means the oral can't eat it. What's the it? What do you mean? He's got three obligations. It means an oral can't eat the Korban Pesach. But an oral still got a chiyuv bizman hamikdash to have matzah moru. I don't understand. According to Hillel, the Torah says you have to have all three. So what is this whole thing that you only have half? The answer is, according to Tosfos, beautiful. We see from that pasuk that even according to Hillel, you can be Yotza, Matzah, Moreh, and Korban Pesach separately. And the whole pasuk of our Matzah and Remi Echlu that tells you you've got to have them together is only a Lechatchila. That's what comes out according to Tosfos. We can understand the psukim. That means we see clearly from the psukim that you can have them separately. On the other hand, the Torah says have them together when you can have the Korban Pesach. The answer is that b'dievad you can be Yotza them separately, but Lechatchila should have them together. That's l'chori what comes out upon... Sorry. No, because without psukim, you only find the l'chatchila b'dievet. Let's say, you're learning the halacha, you've got a machloek sapoiskim, so the question is, who do we paskin like? So b'dievet, you can be sebech on some poiskim, l'chatchila, you should be more machmir. But if the Torah is clearly instructing a person to have all three together, how can it only be a l'chatchila? The answer is, because within the psukim itself, we see that one can have it separately and together. What's the answer? Because the psukim is actually telling us a din of only Lechatchila. Now,
according to Rabbanan, it's better than
the Pesukim. Yeah, very good. I'm just explaining the Pesukim according to Hillel. Correct. 100%.
Then start with
Koyach, make the Bukhan Koyach. That's Lechatchila. Oh, so we're going to get there. So I want to say exactly that point. That's why I want to answer the Gemara. I want to suggest like this. The Gemara starts off by saying we don't know who the Halach is like. Not like Hillel, or not like Rabbanan. So now, we've got to accommodate both. So we do the Rabbanon first. Matzah and then Mori. Can't do Korich because according to the Rabbanon, one mitzvah will knock out the other. So you've got to do Matzah and then Mori. But according to Tosfos, once you've done Matzah and Mori separately, you're going to be Yotza even according to Hillel himself. Because according to Hillel, the whole halacha of having them together is only Lechatchila. But b'dieved, you can be Yotza even if you have them separately. So if you work it out, because we do Matzah and Mori separately for the Rabbanon, but at the same time, you're going to be Yotza the mitzvah, even according to Hillel, because according to Hillel, if you have them separately, you're going to be Yotza the mitzvah. So how can we continue just to do Korach? The answer is, because since Bizman Hazeh, we're always going to be in such a situation that you have to have them separately to accommodate the Rabbanan, but we don't want to forget Hillel. So therefore, Chazal were Masakan, that after eating Matzah Mori separately, still have Korach, but now the Korach is only going to be a Zeicha. You're not going to be mechuyev to have Korach anymore, according to Hillel, as a proper chiyuv. Because according to Hillel, we mentioned you've been yetzer b'dieved even if you have them separately. So the Gemara is beautiful. Now that the halacha is not like Hillel, not like the Rabbanan, we don't know who the halacha is. So bizman hazeh, we want to show that maybe the halacha is like Hillel, but not in a way that you're properly mechuyev to do like Hillel, because we mentioned according to Tosfos, matzah moru, theoretically you'll be yetzer separately b'dieved. So we do matzah moru, which is Yotza Lechatchil according to Rabbanan and B'dieved according to Hillel, and then we do Korach afterwards to show what we did Bizman HaMikdash according to Hillel, which is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, and it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash, therefore we eat it B'lei Bracha, and we only mention Zeichel HaMikdash, because theoretically according to Hillel, you are already Yotza by having the Matzah Moreh set. That's one.
You have the Korach first.
Oh, so the question is, why do you have the Korach first? Yeah, so that's right. So that's right. So that's where you have to have the Matzah Moreh separately. Now, that's one suggestion. But l'chora, this only works with Tosfos Shitta, that Korach Bizman HaMikdash, according to Hillel, is only Lechatchila. As we mentioned, it's a bit of an interesting thing that we find in Daraisa, only a din Lechatchila. But If you look into Rishonim, the Rishonim are very clear that according to Hillel, it's Ma'akov. It's Man HaMikdash, you've got to have all three together. And you cannot have them separately. So coming back to the question, if according to Hillel, you have to have them together, you cannot have them separately, so therefore the more that you have on its own, it's only according to the Rabbani, not yet according to Hillel. So the Kirch should be a proper Chid. Coming back to the question, I'm just saying that the whole answer that we just gave only fits according to Hillel. So I want to suggest maybe like this. It's my own suggestions, it's perhaps. I've got another question. This is a kasha that I have for many years. Amatzis and Reimim, means what? That's referring to the Zman HaMikdash, we had all three mitzvahs. When did we have the Korban Pesach at the time of the Beis HaMikdash?
Day before.
No. We had the Pesach by now. But when, which part? When we had the Seder, we had the Seudah, also, there was a Shulchan Aruch also there. When did we have the Korban Pesach? At the beginning of the meal?
At
the very end. We know that the halacha is that the Korban Pesach should be eaten out of Seder. And that's why we have Afikoman. Part of the reason why we have Afikoman is to remember Bizman HaMikdash when we had the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach was at the end of the meal. Now, Korech, listen to this. Korech is to remind us of the Matzah Mori that we had together with the Korban Pesach. No. So why are we having Korech at the beginning of the meal? If you try to remind us of what we did Bizman HaMikdash, so have Korech at the right time. Wait to the end. It's a pele. Okay, matzah can understand, because that's Berech Tichlei Matzah, it's got its own set of mitzvah, nothing to do with the Korban Pesach, and fakir, whenever you do a fresh mitzvah, you should do it b'tei ovoin, with an empty stomach, that's good. But the Korban Pesach certainly was only at the end. We learn out that it's ala seva. So the matzah mori that was together with the Korban Pesach was also at the end. So we should have matzah at the beginning of the meal, and then we should do our kirch at the end. The Maisa, I saw the Rosh come out for the Kasha. The Rosh come out for the Kasha, but not exactly. To me, I haven't found anyone that actually asked such a Kasha. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Rosh speaks about that. It's a shmuz on its own, but just to bring out a poshter Kasha, why do we do Korech Sarin? I want to suggest maybe like this. We mentioned earlier that when it comes to Matzah, let's just concentrate on Matzah. When it comes to Matzah, we find in the Torah speaks about matzah twice. One hand, the Torah speaks about matzah on its own, but Erev Tochel matzahs, and as well the Torah speaks about matzah together with the Korban Pesach, al matzahs arei mechlu. Now, Reb Chaim Brisk, this is very, very famous, Reb Chaim Brisk brought down his stencil, he takes on, they are two separate mitzvahs. It's two separate, you may be able to be yotzer with the one matzah, both obligations, but it's two separate mitzvahs. And I'll bring you out differences between the mitzvahs. Reb Chaim speaks it out. He says like this. Be'erv toichlu matzahs. The Torah says toichlu, achila. We all know when there's a chiv to eat something, it's got to be a ka zayis. So the chiv matzah of be'erv toichlu matzahs, which is present nowadays, a mitzvah daraisa, you mochiv to eat a ka zayis. But when it comes to the matzah that's got to be eaten with the Korban Pesach, that mitzvah is to do with the Korban Pesach. Eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah. Since that matzah is only to be together with the Korban Pesach, you do not need to have a kazayis for that matzah. That's one halacha that Reb Chaim brings out. Another difference Reb Chaim brings out as well is, interesting is, we know that matzah, you can have matzah shira. Matzah shira means matzah that can't become chametz, but it's not chametz either. So you can eat it all, matzah. But you can eat it all the whole Pesach. But for Pesach by night, the obligation to eat matzah, the Gemara lends out, it's got to be a type of matzah that could become chametz. That means it could have become chametz, and you quickly made it matzah so that it didn't become chametz. Only such a matzah yotzer, so you can't use matzah ashir. Says Reb Chaim, that's only referring to the matzah of Be'er Tichlei Matzahs, because he works with the psukim. But when it comes to the matzah to be eaten with the Korban Pesach, so long it's matzah, you're good to go. So I'm just bringing out that according to Reb Chaim, he takes on, if there's two psukim, it's two mitzvahs. If it's two mitzvahs, they have their own halachas. That's what Reb Chaim established. Tzvei dinim. Now, just to bring out, we can work it out ourselves. I'm saying we're clever enough, we can work it out ourselves. According to the Rishonim, which hold that according to Hillel, you have to have matzah, Pesach, and Mori together. You have to. It's not lechatchila. You have to have all three together. So how can it be that matzah today is deraisa? The answer is, like we said, it's two separate mitzvahs. The matzah together with the Korban Pesach and matzah Rimim has to be done together. That's that mitzvah. And there's another mitzvah, Berev Tichlei, which is a separate mitzvah that can be on its own. So let me ask you a question. According to the Reb Chaim, after I learned that Reb Chaim, It struck my mind. Bezman HaMikdash, theoretically, it could go like this. You start the meal with matzah, to be yotze your obligation of be'erev tochlu matzahs, and then you have matzah again at the end of the meal, together with the korban pesach by matzah re'imichlo. Why not? You've got two mitzvahs, so you can do them separately. You can start off your meal with the be'erev tochlu matzahs, and then finish off with another matzah for a matzah re'imichlo. Fakir, I would say that's the most of the chetzkela, because you're splitting them into two separate mitzvahs, you're showing that there's... Oh. Now, lemaisa, I saw the Ran. I don't know if there's too much time, but I saw the Ran. The Ran speaks out clearly that Bizman HaMikdash, according to Hillel, he says, be very careful. When you start your meal, Bizman HaMikdash, don't eat any matzah that it's possible to be yetzer with. Only start off with matzah shira, or with other foods. Don't start off with matzah that you can be yetzer your mitzvah with. Why? Because the Torah instructs you to have matzah only together with the Korban Pesach. So don't eat any matzah that you can be yetzer with only until the very end. As they state before in the Ran, and Tosafot Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph also says that. He says clearly, even though you can eat matzah, but make sure that you don't be having a kavanah to be yotze at all.
So what can you eat? What have you
eaten? Oh, so Tosafot, according to Tosafot. Oh, so according to Tosafot, have matzah, but make sure that you don't have kavanah to be yotze. Or according to the Ran, have matzah shira. But it's very clear, as they state in the Ran, have matzah shira, but you can't have regular matzah. It's interesting, but as they state in the Shein.
No kavanah.
Yeah, so the Shein say clearly that you should only make sure you have matzah at the very end. Why? Have matzah at the beginning for one mitzvah, and then have the matzah at the end to be yetzah. So I want to say like this. This is
Tosafot, you're being yetzah both mitzvahs at the same time.
Yeah, but more than that, you have to. The question is only why. Oh, the end. So I want to say, yes. So I want to suggest like this. This is this year's chiddush. I want to say like this. I want to maybe suggest like this. It's true to say, as it comes from the Rishonim, that's why I see from the Rishonim, I'm not sure if it fits exactly with the Prayer. I want to say it like this. It's true to say that the Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs is a mitzvah on its own. And you can eat matzah on its own. There's no reason why not. We see it from today, nowadays. But Bizman HaMikdash, when the Torah instructs you to have the Korban Pesach together with matzah, it's not pshat the Torah says, have together with it any matzah. Which matzah does the Korban Pesach need with it? The Be'erev Tochlu Matzah Dika Matzah. Which means to say like this. The Torah says, with the Korban Pesach have together with the matzah. But not any regular matzah. Do you know which matzah the Torah wants you to have together with the Korban Pesach? The Be'erev Tochlu Matzah Dika Matzah. The Torah wants you to have that chiv of Be'erev Tochlu Matzah together with the Korban Pesach. Which comes out very interesting. Be'erev Tochlu Matzah can be yotze on its own. But the Korban Pesach needs with it, not stand any regular matzah. Which matzah? The Be'erev Tochlu Matzah. So the Maimonides says around, beautiful. Be careful. At the Bizman HaMikdash, make sure that you don't have matzah at the beginning. Because if you have matzah at the beginning of the meal, you're going to be yotze be'erev tochlu matzah. You're going to muck yourself up later. Because once you've been yotze be'erev tochlu matzah, then you've lost your matzah to have it together with the Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach needs with it not a regular matzah. I'm not saying it looks different, but it needs with it a matzah that you're going to be yotze be'erev tochlu matzah. The Pesach. So therefore, the Rishonim are clear that according to Hillel, you've got to make sure that the Korban Pesach has together with it that matzah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzah. You see, you've got to be very careful not to be yotzei Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs only until you get to the Korban Pesach.
Why do you need Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs bichlal? Just to have all matzahs on their own.
No, the answer is to show us that the matzah is independent chiyuv on its own. Haran nowadays, where we don't have a Korban Pesach, he can be yotzei the Be'erev Tochlu Matzah. But Bizman HaMikdash, the Korban Pesach, if it just says our matzahs in Romim, you'll think that the whole matzah is only together with Korban Pesach. But there's no Korban Pesach, there's no matzah. The answer is no. Of course, the matzah is on its own. And it could be alive on its own. Haran nowadays, we don't have the Korban Pesach, there is a Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. But Bizman HaMikdash, when the Torah says that we need, with the Korban Pesach matzah, we need that independent mitzvah needs to be together with the Korban Pesach. It's a bit interesting, but luckily that's what comes out. If that's the case, I've answered the beautiful kasha. Listen to this. This is like a geschmacky kasha. The Ran asks on the Gemara that we started off with, listen to this. The Gemara says like this. Who's the one that holds that one mitzvah is not mevatel to the other? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Hillel. Who's the one that holds that when one mitzvah does not knock out another mitzvah? That means if you have two mitzvahs at the same time, it's not a problem. Who's that person? Hillel. I'll say the Gemara Hillel. Now, let's work it out. Mitzvahs not mevatel each other only make sense if you have two completely different mitzvahs. One has nothing to do with each other. And it so happens that you had them at the same time. Then you can ask a question, hey, how can you have them at the same time? That mitzvah is going to knock out the other mitzvah. Fine. So therefore, you've got a question, is a mitzvah mevatel, yes, or is it not mevatel? But when it comes to Hillel, according to Hillel, what does the Torah say? Have Pesach and Matzah and Moed together. You've got to have them together. Who told you, according to Hillel, that the Torah wants from you the taste of Pesach, the taste of Matzah, and the taste of Moed, to the extent that you can ask a kash according to Hillel, let one knock out each other, and on that the answer is, mitzvahs are not mevatel each other. Who said? In as much as the whole mitzvah in the first place is to have them together, so whatever taste comes out from all three, that is the mitzvah that the Torah instructs you to do. Let's say mitzvahs are mevatel each other. That's all very good when you have two separate mitzvahs, nothing to do with each other, so you've got a problem by having them at the same time. But according to Hillel, that is the mitzvah to have all three together. So whatever time that comes out from all three together, that is what the Torah wants from you. So who said that the Torah wants a separate taste from each and every one of you to say each one to say that one shouldn't be mevatel of each other? Says the Ran. Do you know what the Ran answers? The Ran says no. I see clearly in the Torah that the Torah does want taste of matzah. Where? Either the Torah says you've got to have all three together, because be'erev teich l'matzahs. We see from the Torah says that you can have matzah on its own. But then I thought to myself, what's going on over here? We're discussing now the mitzvah of our matzah and Rimi Achlu, not the be'erev teich l'matzahs. It's a separate mitzvah. If it's a separate mitzvah, so again, where do you see in the be'erev teich l'matzahs that you've got to have it together with the Korban Pesach, that we see mitzvahs are not mevatel each other? The answer is, according to what we said before, it's beautiful. Because the Korban Pesach needs together with it a matzah. But which matzah? The Be'erev Teich L'Matzah Dika Matzah. And we know the Be'erev Teich L'Matzah is a mitzvah on its own. You can have matzah on its own. So we see clearly from the Torah, the Torah wants from you the taste of matzah. How can you have it together with the Korban Pesach? The answer must be, because one mitzvah is not mevatel each other. And just bring out that point again, that the Korban Pesach needs together with the Be'erev Teich L'Matzah. Just to finish off, going back to our original kasha, why are we doing Korich so early? We should be doing Korich later on. And now I want to answer like this. We started off by saying, according to Hillel, Bizman Hazeh, today, you've got to have matzah separately. Why? Because the morrow, even if the halach is like Hillel, the morrow is only drabanan, and the matzah is deraisa. So according to Hillel, you have to have matzah on its own. And we also mentioned, according to Hillel, according to our today's chiddush, that the Korban Pesach, or the morrow equally, needs together with it a matzah. Which matzah? The Be'erev Teich L'Matzah Dika Matzah. So, Oibazai, if you think about it, you're always going to be stuck. If you start off your meal with matzah, and you make a bracha, and you eat your matzah, you're going to be yotze your be'erev teich l'matzah. So you can't wait to later on, at the end of the meal, to eat matzah morah, because that matzah later on is not going to be connected in any way with your be'erev teich l'matzah, because that you had too early. And since according to Hillel, we need the be'erev teich l'matzah, so in a way, you've got to do it separately, because Be'erev Teich L'Matzah has got to be done separately. But at the same time, according to Hillel, it's got to be connected with the morah that you have throughout the Azazeich HaLamikdash, according to Hillel. So therefore, we are very careful to make sure that the Korech is next to the Be'erev Teich L'Matzah, to connect that Be'erev Teich L'Matzah together with the Korech, because it's the Korech, it's not a regular matzah, it's got to be the matzah of the Be'erev Teich L'Matzah. If that's true, that answers the original kasha as well. We ask, if the Gemara is clear that we don't know whether the halach is like Hillel, so why do we eat Korich below bracha? It's like Hillel is going to be really complicated. Why is it below bracha? According to this, it's very good. Because Hillel, you're going to always be stuck. Because according to Hillel, it's not just having matzah and morah together. You've got to have morah together with the be'erev teich. But you're a bit stuck, because on one hand, you've got to have the be'erev teich and matzah separately. But on the other hand, the be'erev teich should be together with the matzah. So you can't really be yotz the mitzvah properly according to Hillel. So the very best, all we can do is have the matzah separately for the be'erev teich matzahs, connect it as much as you can with the morrow to show us what we did bizman hamikdash, but because you're not actually eating the morrow together with the matzah the same way that we did bizman hamikdash, so at the very best it's only a zeicha ba'alma. And just to finish off, okay, we'll stop it here. I'll bring another proof, just to finish off with a little bit of drush, if you don't mind, just very quickly. It says in the Pasuk, we just spoke out now, there's two chiyuvim and matzah, they might be connected one with each other, very quickly. In Parshas Re'eh, we find our pidrush also, there's two inyanim of matzah. It says, Shivas yomim tichlov matzahs lechem oini. The Ramban says lechem oini is to represent the matzah, that nearest poor man bread, which we had, mitoch shibud mitzrayim, we didn't have enough time to make proper bread. It shows on the shibud. But at the same time, the end of the pasuk says, ki bichipazon, because bichipazon. On the other hand, we see that matzah represents chirus. Yeah, we go out of mitzrayim, bichirus, because Hashem did it so quickly, it shows us going out. Theoretically, They have nothing to do with each other. A bit like Reb Chaim. But if you look in the pasuk, it says, Ki bichipazen. It started with Lechem Oni. It says, because bichipazen. We see that they are connected. The Sopurna says there on the pasuk, he says, listen to these words. Ki tumuras oisi chipazen ha'oni. That means, because of the matzah that represents our hardship in Mitzrayim, we will zeicha to another matzah that represents cheris. Which we see from over here, unbelievable, the way Hashem works. We have our hardships, but we always think, you know, we never know the master plan of Hashem. But if we accept upon ourselves the hardship, that itself can represent a cheris eventually. So Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeicha through the matzah that we have, Bizman HaGolos, so the true matzah, the Arsalovoi, Bizman Shemit,